This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Coming to you from the former United States of America, from deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
That's right, we're under FEMA, we're under the UN, we're under international treaty. Trump's trying to pull us out of it. The UK discovered they were under the unelected EU and never had to vote in that. They're pulling out. All the stuff that was fringe, you know, 20 years ago is now mainstream now, and Donald Trump is blowing big holes in the globalist operation. Final segment we have with this amazing guest, Tommy Robinson. My website's Infowars.com. Our backup's PrisonPlanet.com. You can follow him on Twitter at T. Robinson, New Era. And again, his book is Enemy of the State. I want to carry his book. I know it's been out for a year or so. And I want to, you know, really focus on what he's doing and the reporting he's doing for Rebel Media, because it's groundbreaking and he has a lot of courage. I don't have time to get into the whole story of what he's been through to bring you this information, but let's just say this. Freedom's not free. So we got 4 minutes left. I appreciate your time. Other key points, your predictions. You were telling the story about the family going to the police.
What about the Sikhs? So the Sikhs went to the police, and the police done nothing. So then what happened, which is what will happen in this circumstance as well. Sikhs went into become vigilantes, and 20 to 30 Sikh men found the groomers. The men that were raping the girl, they found them, they attacked them, they attacked their businesses, they attacked their properties. What then happened, because of that, the police then arrested the Muslims for gang raping the girl. Then, and only then, because of that vigilantism. And then the 20 Sikh men were sent to prison. But the only reason why the Sikhs had to do that was because the system failed. Now, if the government and the police continue to fail English people, in our country, they continue to put our children at risk to bombs, put our women at risk to rape, then unfortunately, that is what you're going to see. You're going to see English men getting together. You're going to see them finding where these men are, finding where they are, and taking the law into their own hands. And that would have been created.
I know they've tried to hire a bunch of social justice warrior police, but when I've been to the UK, a lot of the police are listeners. The word I'm getting is the police are going to start doing stuff vigilante.
No, yeah, that's just, and again, before, because I complain about what the police have done to me a lot. Look, that's not the police. That's the hierarchy of the police. That's political policing. Individual police officers that I meet, even the officer that was killed in the most recent one, run at them. Yeah. So if you look at how the police reacted, how they reacted to the Manchester investigation, great. Okay. I don't have a bad word to say about your individual police officers on the ground, because I have so many of them complaining to me every time I see them about what they have. We cannot cope with this. I have a lead officer in one city saying we're not prepared for what's going to happen, and we know it's coming. We know it's coming.
Well, the police are just going to have to stand down when people take the matters in their own hands.
Unfortunately, that's what I see happening. After the London riots, when London was burning, on the third day of the police failing to deal with it, you had 2,000 English men who were football hooligans, like this Millwall man, 2,000 English men who come out to fight.
And at least thank God for hooligans. We ought to have a T-shirt. I mean, why is it only hooligans that are, you know, like to go watch a soccer and fight? At least they're still men.
They're men that aren't afraid to fight. So they're men that aren't afraid to fight. And unfortunately, what we've done in this generation, what we've done in Britain, is we've really pussified our men. And we've really created a weak generation of men. And until we...
I don't know how you sit there while people are stabbing women in front of you and don't do anything. I mean, it's so obvious. Pick up chairs, beat them over the head, attack them, grab a fire extinguisher off the wall, bash their brains out. I mean, it's so easy. It's so easy to kill people. I watch these Muslims. They're so pathetic. They're trying to kill somebody. It's like they're like a 14-year-old boy. It'd be so. I mean, they're a joke. That's all I'm saying.
Well, that's the problem. And the men, and for years I've been condemned. For years, the English Defence League was condemned. But the men that will be fighting on the front line of that battle will be those men. And when that battle comes, because it's coming.
Well, and I know this, you guys aren't going to be targeting women and children. It's going to be the known Islamicists, correct?
It's like, I don't want to ever see that. I don't ever want to get to that situation. And when I say these things, I'm not encouraging or supporting or saying that's
no, you're trying to stop it from happening.
I'm warning.
And but the government is creating a guaranteed vacuum, like a chemistry experiment that will explode.
They are.
They're the ones allowing this. They're the ones bringing it in. They're the ones covering up for it, and so is MSM. All right. TheRebel.media. Tommy Robbins, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you.
That's a real journalist and a real patriot and a real hero. We'll be back.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Ben Garrison joins us, and then at the bottom of the hour, I'm up the phones up. People taken hostage by people yelling, "This is for Allah!" in Australia. A cop getting brutally attacked with a hammer, and then the jihadi gets shot in Paris. Just ongoing garbage during the month of Ramadan, but none of it has anything to do with Islam. And I want to explain. I'm not just here harping on Islam all day. It's our governments bringing it in and admitting it's a clash of civilizations so they can then take our free society away. And you don't blame the cops. You blame the Congress. You blame the governments. You blame the presidents. You blame the prime ministers. You blame the UN. You blame the globalists that are doing this, and you stop them. And Trump has it under the law to be able to stop seven countries that have failed passport systems like Libya, that our own previous government destroyed, and like Somalia, which everybody knows is a total failed state hellhole. Beyond hellholes, our own military won't go there. It's the most dangerous place on earth. It's not like certain areas of Mexico are dangerous and others aren't. Or North Korea is all authoritarian. All of Somalia is a veritable slave pit, a hellhole, beyond anything else on earth. And they don't have working passport systems. Their airports aren't even properly working. And people are coming from there with these little pieces of paper issued by their mosque and are led into the country because the UN vets them, because George Soros and you know, all these guys that are on the board, they vet them. So Ben Garrison's been exposing that. He's been exposing the swamp. He is the political cartoonist of this era. Hands down, there's some other great ones out there that we post on Infowars.com daily. But it's simply amazing. He's got a new book that he self-published. It's amazing. It's like a coffee table book. The 2016 Presidential Election Collection. It is absolutely a must-see, especially for teenagers, especially for kids. This is the best way, because kids are into comic books. This is the best. I mean, it's just amazing. But it's good for adults. It's good for children. It's good for everybody. But this is how you wake somebody up. Usually people that are leftist or globalist minions, they won't watch a film. They won't even read a long book. This is the weapon. And when I saw this a few months ago, I said, get it. Carry it. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. And I'll tell you what's great about this, too. No reviews yet. It just went up. And it's a big, you know, color, print, glossy book. And you're supporting an independent publisher, and it costs him a lot more to publish it. So you're doing a great job when you order it, helping support him and everything. They tried to shut him down. They tried to block him being in newspapers. He's been in newspapers for decades all over the country. Mainstream media kicks people like him out of their system. Anthony Freitas does some of the top magazines of the country. They try to threaten him and others. You know, when they are just libertarian, not even you know, pro-Trump, just like, this is crazy. The left saying ban whites on campuses and just all this racism and all this division and Hillary and, you know, robbing the money from the Haitians and running child kidnapping rings. I mean, this is all out, and Ben Garrison exposes it. Graphics.com, G-R-R, graphics.com. And so here is the new book, the 2016 Presidential Election. Much of his art festoons and decorates the halls here at the InfoWars News Center in Austin, Texas. I want to work with him. I never have time to talk to him privately. I should do this, about carrying his posters and everything, being another outpost of his great materials at InfoWarsStore.com. But we're starting off with the book. Everybody needs to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. But Ben, wow, what a crazy time to be alive. This is getting crazier and crazier. Your new Big Bad Wolf illustration is one of the best I've ever seen, showing the little sheep of Europe saying we're not wolfophobic, running into the mouth of Islam.
Yeah, I drew that one yesterday, and I almost did not put the word radical on there, but I said, well, I'll put radical, but very, very small, because Islam in and of itself is a radical religion, in my opinion. It's a religion of force, not peace. And we should be able to criticize Muhammad. I mean, look at the guy killed, 1,000 Jews in Medina, and he had slaves, and he had a half dozen wives, and he practiced barbarity. Compare him to Jesus. I mean, there's no comparison. Jesus was resurrected. Muhammad was not. So I'm going to start speaking out against it, because I don't think these so-called peaceful Muslims are doing enough to stop what's going on by themselves, and they're in the best positions to do it. And I heard your last guest, and I was thinking to myself, a lot of this problem would be solved if the men are allowed to have concealed carry. Can you imagine?
Can you imagine in the U.K. if even three of the guys out of 50 men and 50 women, they estimate, it was a pub full of people, and in come three scumbags with knives, and they go right to women because they just hate women so much. And then men stand there, and one guy charges in and blocks them and probably saved 10 lives in the 8 minutes it took the cops to get there. One guy fought them for, they say, most of the time.
Well, that certainly wouldn't happen in Montana. All the men would get up and start bull rushing those people.
I mean, I was about to say, I don't want to, Montana, people think people are tough in Texas. Texas is, you know, what it is, but most people aren't from here. You don't mess with, people are nice in Montana, but you look at somebody wrong, you're going to be in a fist fight or a knife fight in 2 seconds.
Well, I lived in Texas for 10 years. Now, Montana is like Texas, only a much colder version.
But I'm saying it's mainly Montanans that are still there.
Yes, exactly. Although there are some liberal hotbeds, such as Missoula, and they want to bring in like 10,000 Muslim refugees, you know, and so there are a lot of people here in Montana, myself included, are trying to speak out against that. There's no reason for that.
What would happen in a Montana bar if three jihadis came in with butcher knives?
What's that?
If three jihadis ran into a Montana bar, what would happen?
Well, they'd probably be shot down. We wouldn't stand for that kind of guff, no. It wouldn't happen, Alex. Not here. And if it does, well, it'll be in the news and you'll see some dead jihadis.
It's true. But I know a lot of friends that have been up in Montana and stuff and Texas that have moved there, and they've said, man, a lot of nice folks up there, but it's kind of got that mining thing left over from the Wild Wild West, and it's like, Montana's nice, but it's not cute. It's a little on the super aggressive side, but that's another cultural side issue.
Well, that's why I'm here, because Montana is more like, I'm an old guy, Alex. Montana is more like what America used to be, what I remembered used to be. You're not being pulled over by cops everywhere you go. There's no red light ticket cameras sending you tickets in the mail. The freedom here is real, and it's more palpable than, say, someplace like Seattle.
And everybody respects everybody else. Everybody looks at everybody like it's an old Western, because it is.
Wave to each other. They're friendly, you know, unless you cross them. But, you know, that's a good thing. You know, it's like the old South. They're all nice and polite down there. Why? Because if you insult some Southerner, there could have been a duel in the past, or there's going to be some kind of violent, confrontation. So people are more polite, and that's a good thing. You don't want to go out and start insulting people higgledy-piggledy because you don't know what you're going to get, and that's the same way it is here in Montana.
That's right. You know, I was against the Iraq War. I know you were as well, because that was a non-radical country that was being blamed for Saudi Arabia's behavior, and now we're toppling the regimes that let Jews and Christians live in peace and putting radicals in. Why do you think Obama and Soros and all of them are behind it, Ben Garris? And again, the legendary, and I'm not just saying this, he is the top cartoonist in the world just from page views and Google searches. It's hands down, you were already probably in the top two or three, but in the Trump era, you are numero uno.
And it all happened. It really turned around in 2016 because of the election. And my wife and I sat down in late 2015 and decided, you know what, I'm going to draw more cartoons. This is too important. And we're going to go all out this year, and we saw our support snowball exponentially.
I remember you were on in 2015. They were boycotting you. You were losing your big corporate deals, and you came on. We ought to find an interview, and you said, me and my wife decided to double down, and now you are superstar.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that, but we have seen success. We sold a lot of books, a lot of signed books. We sell a lot of prints.
No, I understand monetarily, but I mean, when it comes to changing the world, bro, you're like the voice. You're as big as InfoWars. You're as big as Drudge now. I mean, there's not much out there as big as this. You are now one of the main guns, brother. You are one of the main things defending this country.
And there are plenty of room for more guns. I always encourage young cartoonists to join the fray. And a lot of them are afraid because they don't want to lose their job. They don't want to lose their, they don't want to get trolled. And unfortunately, that's kind of the crucible that you're going to get hammered with when you start out. However, this is just too important. And what my cartoons are, Alex, I consider them visual alarm bells. Now, you get on your show and you get angry and you rant. My cartoons are a form of a visual rant, but they're visual alarm bells. And when that alarm bell goes off and they get heard, it's going to make some people angry. Well, did you turn that damn thing off? And other people are happy. Well, you're doing a great service. So you're waking us up to what's going on. So I hear very positive things and I hear very negative things. But that's good. That's a mark of a good cartoon.
Well, I got to say it. Then the way you can draw women.
Happy.
I was just looking at that, the scales of justice. With the goddess of justice there, I mean, that I would love. I wish you were a sculptor. I'd love to have a sculpture of that woman in my house.
Well, that cartoon uses a basic cartoon principle called contrast. So you see the contrast between Hillary and her giant platter of corruption, and then the non-Russia. And we're seeing right now with this latest, what's her name, reality winner. What a name. Well, it might be a tiny flame, Alex, but you're going to see the deep state left start fanning that little tiny flame into a gigantic conference.
I was about to say, we knew the left was running all this leaking, which is illegal, because they're not leaking stuff that's illegal. They're leaking stuff that's legal when we see it, and they're leaking disinfo, mixing in lies. So this latest anti-America, says whites are the devil, white weirdo, self-hater, that's been caught reportedly leaking classified info, Michael Moore has launched, it's on InfoWars.com, a giant new leak organization to basically infiltrate the Trump administration and sabotage his attempts to save the country. Ben Garrison, the legend, straight ahead.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right, 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. But don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so you're satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today, because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 1414 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1414.
Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, does it attack belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
All right, we're going to open the phones up in the next segment. Ben Garrison is going to ride shotgun with us. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. It's a compendium, a whole bunch of cartoons. Gee, it's got to be It's got a couple per page, or one per page. It's 134 pages long. It's amazing. Ben Garrison collection. Everybody needs this. And it's $29.95 because he self-publishes, and I know these books are a lot more expensive when they're color and they're glossy like this. They cost a lot more to print. I'm telling you, I ought to talk to Garrison about putting his stuff out in mass and getting his cost down for him and stuff, because this needs to get to everybody. And I've wanted to do this for a while, but I just get so busy. I haven't called him, so I'm kind of doing it on air right now. I know we've talked about putting out a few of his shirts, his T-shirts, a few of his designs, but I almost want this big bad wolf one, but I'm going to call him this afternoon. I got Megan Kelly here. I guess she just got here, so we're dealing with that, too. 800-259-9231, but get the new book at InfoWarsStore.com or graphics, G-R-R-R, graphics.com. Ben Garrison. Ben, I saw you shake your head because people couldn't see you, then we'd gone to break when I said the legend. I mean, I see your stuff more than any other memes ever together, and it was already like that 2 years ago. It's exponential, and it's so hard-hitting. There's some other great guys as well. What's it, Gracco or Grocker? What's his name? The other guy that's pretty good? Bracco or something?
Oh, Bracco. Yeah, Bracco. He's a very prolific cartoonist. I mean, he really knocks him out.
And by the way, I didn't mean that in disrespect. I'm teleprompter free. I was just going out of memory. Tell us who he is.
Oh, and there's another one. Glenn McCoy is really good. But, you know, conservative cartoonists are very few and far between. The vast majority of cartoonists working in the mainstream media are liberals. They consider themselves centrists, but no, what they're drawing is far left. They're anti-gun. They're pro-big government. They always want more taxes as a solution.
But I see more of your cartoons in cyberspace than all of theirs combined. It just shows no...
This is a new paradigm, Alex. The social media, the dinosaur media is dying, and you know, I released a cartoon a couple months ago, and it had like 500,000 views on Facebook or something like that. And I said, well, that's more than a major metro. Who needs newspapers anymore? And young people are not reading newspapers or watching mainstream TV, and they know it, and they're desperate to try to get their fat thumbs on the internet and try to slow us down. But this is a new means for any cartoonist out there to circumvent the publishers who would not publish my book, or the mainstream media would not publish my cartoons, but it's a way to get seen. And I've been successful. Like I said, we started out in 2016 with like 2,000 Twitter followers. We're up to like 80,000 now. I mean, and a lot of that, of course, I mean, I have to, I'm married to a great woman, Tina, who's worked very hard to make Good Graphics a success. She works on the website. She does social media. She handles the prints and mailing, and I couldn't have done it without her. But so I'm really lucky to have a woman like her to make this possible.
Absolutely. Well, look, that's why this is so important. It's an information war. And whereas you don't make a ton of money, you're doing well, and you're reaching the world. And isn't that the incredible satisfaction? If you talk about one of your cartoons, 500,000 actual, you know, readers, you can confirm on one page, but then you were duplicated on millions of pages. We've got the algorithms. We've got the numbers. We can look at just what we post of your stuff. And, you know, a cartoon that doesn't get a lot of traffic gets 100,000 readers, 15,000 shares, and then once it's shared, we can't track it anymore. So, I mean, it's crazy. Some of your stuff on our site gets out, like you said, 500,000, 1,000,000 times. That's just one site, and you're everywhere. That's changing the world, and it shows what just a few people working together can do. And it shows, can we even name the so-called liberal cartoonist? Does anyone even know who they are? No. No. Because no one wants to be force-fed this garbage anymore.
That's right. That's one of the reasons it's like, The left says there's no such thing as a conservative cartoonist because you're not funny and you're status quo. Wrong. The status quo is now the liberal deep state, the globalist deep state, the collectivist deep state. And so that's how come I've gotten so much attention and traction, because it's like, finally somebody is coming out and drawing the cartoons that the mainstream media won't allow to be seen.
That's a paradigm I've explained to media. When Rand Paul was being hardcore and he won that upset Senate election, Politico say, how'd he win, and why were you such a big part of it? And I said, because he was seen as an outsider and is one. If he becomes establishment, he'll destroy himself. I said, if you want to destroy Rand Paul, Politico, endorse him. And they actually had that quote, but they just don't get it. They're a joke. And since everybody sold out, those of us that don't sell out actually win in the end, even though we didn't do it to be Machiavellian, it turned out that way. I mean, InfoWars, I'm not going to even get into numbers. It sounds like we're bragging. It's insane, okay? Even post-election, because, you know, that was the peak. 80-something million in 1 week confirmed. Not hits, impressions, listeners, real stuff. And then, it, you know, our old plateau was 30-something million. Our new plateau is almost 50 million a week. I mean, how do they compete with 50 million people a week? Conservatively, just on our platforms, we can confirm. Stay right there, because let me tell you something. Nobody knows, but I can tell you. I can tell you right now, 100 million people see his work a week.
Ben Garrison. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Imbrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic and high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imbrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imbrix Essentials.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are financing the return of America. We're financing a war, an information war. And Hillary Clinton came out last week and said that InfoWars, she believes, is advising Russia on how to create the narrative. Now, that's obviously not true. We, the American people, bringing back Americana, are what Trump adopted, because he already believed in that going back 30, 40 years on record. He was against NAFTA, GATT, you name it. And so together we're doing this. It's not like I came up with some blueprint, or Ben Garrison came up with it, or Ron Paul or Barry Goldwater. This is what Americana is. We're just bringing back what's been buried. You look at Archie Bunker, you know, he'd say some things I didn't agree with as a fictional character, but they'd mix it in with the writers with good stuff to then discredit Americana. So, no, Russia doesn't get the credit for the win. Trump doesn't get the credit for the win. The American people and the listeners of this broadcast do. You, when you get excited, when you get involved, nothing can stop you. So please tell folks about InfoWars.com every day. Share the videos by hand over the internet on your YouTube or your Twitter or your Facebook or on your own private email. Sign up for our free newsletter, Infowars.com/newsletter. We send you articles, videos, specials, discounts, you name it. So when they do censor us with some issues or even our own sites they're trying to, believe me, we can then get you the information. Infowars.com/newsletter. Ben Garrison's new coffee table, color glossy, 2016 election compilation. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. And share the stuff on our cart with folks. Get these out to people. It is an act of resistance. They're trying to shut us down. Because here's the deal. We reach millions of people. It's a fraction of folks that actually buy stuff. It's just a fraction more. We'll go buy the BioTrue Selenium, very breast, highest quality, produced from mustard seed. It's a key. Find out about why deficiency in this is such a big, big cover-up, and why from the mustard seed is the best. Infowarsstore.com, 25% off. That is now back. We also are introducing, and this is the top three, it's in the top three private personal care product lines that you see in Whole Foods and other high-quality shops. If you look at the Emirates Essentials line of shampoo, non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, bug repellent, unscented body wash, pure tea tree shampoo, long-lasting natural deodorant, and more, you'll go, I've seen those bottles if you shop at Whole Foods or other finer establishments. And that's because it's – and the owner will even let me say who it is, but I don't want to compete with them. We're not planning to put this in stores, but it's 20% off their average retail, additional 25% off when you sign up for auto ship. But again, anybody that shopped at Whole Foods or Central Market or other places that have, you know, big organic lines of stuff, you can see that, wait, this product has the end cap at Whole Foods in many stores. The deodorant, you're saying, wait, I've seen that at Whole Foods. That's the best seller. Yes, it's the top, it's in the top three. Sometimes it's the top company, you know, because sales vary. We have it. The guy's a listener. It's awesome. And he's now even spotting us. He's so cool. Sending us 1,000 of each of new products we're launching without us even paying up front. He's that big a listener. So we're just really, really, this is a godsend to fund the operation. I mean, it's such a good deal. And the crew come up with the idea that Emmerich's Essentials is my middle name. So there you go. It's really a good deal. And we hope you buy a lot of it. That's why it's 25% off on auto ship. So you get it every 15 days, every 30 days, every 3 months, every 6 months. However you sign up, cancel anytime. Emmerich's Essentials, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. All right, I've been ranting. I want to go back to Ben Garrison for 5 minutes, give him the floor to make other points, and then go to your phone calls. He's riding a shotgun with us. But I get so excited, Ben, because despite how bad things are, people know the Federal Reserve is private now. They know there's a world government. All this stuff that MSM tried to suppress, they have failed. Bilderberg, it's out in the open. Where do you see all this going, and what are other key points?
Well, you're right. I mean, all these things that used to be called conspiracy theories have now been revealed to be flat-out conspiracies. And so I say what Trump has done, and I consider him not necessarily a Democrat or Republican, but a populist president like Andrew Jackson. And what Trump has done is really he's beaten the snakes out of their holes. So now we see them for what they are. And that in and of itself is quite a good accomplishment. More people are waking up, and, your show and my cartoons were just trying to continue that momentum. And people are realizing, hey, we have something called a Constitution. The Constitution has given us unalienable rights. It's actually unalienable rights. But in actuality, we all have a lien on us due to our immoral system of money. So we have a lien on us, and we're living in an illusion of freedom. But in reality, we're owned, and we're kind of like drifting more and more toward this the police state and the prison planet, as you call it. So we have to really wake up and not just go with our, like in my cartoon shows, these smiling lambs going brainwashed into the great maw of globalism, and they're using Islam as a tool to expedite that.
There is something inherently scummy in the eyes of Islamists. I don't care if they're white, black, Hispanic. I mean, you name it. It's just so trashy. It's a prison culture. They recruit out of the prisons. And, I mean, the women are just scared to death when you see, Orthodox Islamic women out in public with their husbands or their sons. They're bowing down. So there's this paradox of these spoiled, rotten Western women allied with it in some type of sick Stockholm syndrome complaining about the Western man that literally has put women on a pedestal. I mean, it is the most upside-down abomination. What do you make of that?
Well, to me, it's not a religion of peace. It's a religion of hate and force. And compare that to Jesus, who preached love and forgiveness. You know, Islam preaches domination and revenge. And so, I mean, we just have to start calling it for what it is. And what the major disconnect I see is, why are these feminists all pro-Islam? I do not understand that at all. They should be out there with their hats on protesting Islamism.
And let's be clear, because we followed this. I started noticing 6, 7, 8 years ago that feminism kept defending it. Gloria Steinem kept defending it. And then we talk about it. They said, oh, that's crazy. Feminists don't defend Islam. And then now they have Soros-funded deals in Germany and in Berlin and D.C. I've been there. And my crews have been there, where they hand out thousands of hijabs, the main sponsors. And then USA Today and everybody comes out and just hundreds. I see articles every day. Wear a hijab. Go to a mosque. Learn to be a Muslim. It's liberal. Muslims are the true feminists. Huffington Post. I mean, what? And then USA Today, wear the hijab to fight Trump. What type of fruitcake BS is this?
If you look at a map of Europe and you see two countries that aren't mass importing Islam into their countries, one is Poland, the other one is Hungary, and you see that there are no terrorist attacks there, what does that tell you? And, of course, Soros is very angry at countries like Hungary because they're not going along with the program. We need more of the countries in Europe. You know, I think England is starting to wake up because they, you know, they voted for Brexit. And
That's why they're getting hit now. Well,
so that's exactly what I was going to say, Alex. That's why you're seeing so much of that, the pushback there by Islam in Londonistan. So it's like we have to see people like Geert Wilders, and we have to support people like Marine Le Pen.
And let's remember, once we're just a few years down the road of this, they start killing people, trying to kill Geert Wilders, killing other politicians that speak the truth. I mean, this is vicious. This is dangerous. This is bullying. And when we were invading the Middle East and doing stuff to them, I was against it because that's bullying. Plus, we were getting rid of the good guys, quite frankly. And yes, Saddam and others are good guys compared to what we're facing. Why do you think, and then we're going to calls, Western governments are backing radical Islam, Ben Garrison?
The Western governments are no longer answerable to the people. They're answerable to, the Illuminati at the top, which want to control people, and they want to get, you know, it's like this relentless push. You see it, you know, they're never going to give up their Agenda 21 and their goals to achieve global government, or global governance, as Al Gore would call it. But it's always the same means to an end, and they're using the importation of Islam to break down Western civilization. It goes basically against the Magna Carta and common law. And when you get Sharia law, it's just, it's completely incompatible with Western civilization and our laws and our constitution. And they're not going to give Sharia law up because it's part of their Quran. It tells them they have to implement that. So what can be done? Well, what can be done is the Muslims need a mass reformation or something to renounce some of these radical ideas.
I agree, but I think we're seeing the reformation. I think Al-Qaeda is the reformation. I mean, that's what Al-Qaeda says. No, this is the reformation. We're getting back to our roots.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's, you know, the roots have always been pretty radical, haven't they? That's how they're able to conquer. I mean, you know, Syria used to be a Christian country. Now it's Muslim. Look what they're doing to all the
Turkey used to be Christian.
Yes, well, look what they're doing to the Coptic Christians in Egypt. They're still wiping them out. It's a war on Christianity, and it's a war on Western civilization.
And then Trump's criticized for saying that. They've doubled the amount of Christians killed the last decade. It's exponential. More than half of all religious persecuted people are Christians. It's exploding, and Islam is about to double to 3 million people from 1.4. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to deal with this. And I don't want a clash of civilizations. I don't want a police state to counter it. No, no, I want it dealt with, and I want people that espouse they're with ISIS and espouse they think women are toilet paper, they have no right to come here, period. And I don't think Trump's gone far enough. Ben Garris is our guest. Let's go to phone calls here. We're going to go to Dan, Rod, Keith, Chris, and many others. Dan in Florida, you're on the air worldwide.
To talk to you, Alex. I just want to say thank you for all your fine products you have.
Thank you.
If I was rich, I would buy a ton more products. You know, I'm just a middle class.
Brother, just spread the links and take action and pray for us. It doesn't matter. God bless you. Go ahead. What's your question?
Well, not less of a question, but more like a statement. You know, obviously the terror that's going on, the attacks that are going on everywhere, you know, you guys really, you know, got my attention when you're talking about, you know, they're targeting women and these fake liberals and all these things. Well, you know, obviously the Third World War, you know, must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the Asian Tour of Illuminati and, you know, the Islamic world, you know, separates from the nihilists. You know, the Albert Pike lays it all best and basically,
oh, there's no doubt the globalists want to play Christianity off against Islam, have a big giant war, and they've been saying this for 100 years, and then out of it bring this new religious system. And that's what Ben Garrison was just saying. They're using this clash to bring everybody down. I don't want to kill Muslims. I don't want to see Muslims die, but I'm not going to have guys run around in nightgowns on welfare bitching and telling me that my family has to wear hoods over their heads.
Exactly, you know, and this is all planned. You know, you say this all the time, and, you know, you're highly intelligent on this, and, you know, it's their plan. They want to bring them in here, collapse us, and take over again, and use, you know, cause cyber war, class war, religious war.
Exactly, and then the media spins it and says that I say the cops are doing the bombings. No, the politicians are bringing in people from that are known ISIS and Al-Qaeda fighters. I mean, if somebody's on video killing people, swearing allegiance to ISIS, they should be, when they go to the airport, they should be met by the military that literally takes them, you know, back to the country they came from, or takes them and tries them and then executes them. And that's not a radical statement. If we caught Nazis that had been involved killing people in World War II, try them and execute them. I'm not a vicious person, but you have to deal with these people. God bless you. I appreciate your call. Ben Garrison, you want to comment before we go to Dan?
Well, yeah, it's what he said is right on. I mean, I don't want a confrontation with them either. And I don't hate Muslims. I don't know any Muslims, but I hate what is happening when we are forced to respect something we don't respect. Let's face it. And I don't want to have to be forced to comply with the traditions and customs that Muslims bring in, or else get accused of hate speech and then locked up.
Well, sure, and I want to be clear.
America, but it's happening in Europe right now. If somebody speaks out against it, well, you know, you're going to lose your job. You're going to get a big fine. I have a friend in Germany right now. He's outraged by the constant influx of immigrants, but he's reluctant to speak up too vociferously about it because they have hate speech laws and he doesn't want to get fined.
Everybody has to violate those because they're unconstitutional so that it's ineffectual. That's the key, is people have to break with that. I mean, by the way, folks, oh, I'm not going to get into it. It's just the Muslims respect people that are aware of this, especially the Shiites. I was invited to speak and have dinner with Ahmadinejad, didn't do it for obvious reasons. I've been invited just currently to go meet with the Ayatollah, the ruler of, and I don't mean just go to an event. I mean, go meet with them. So that's the kind of stuff goes on. Boy, the media would have a heyday with that. I've been invited to some other countries to speak long before all these controversies, and I didn't go for exactly those reasons. But let's just say this. They respect us for saying this. Okay? And it's not the other way around.
on the mainstream media, though, Alex, what the mainstream media, what you're allowed to do there is bash Christianity. That can be laughed at and humiliated, but you cannot humiliate or bash.
Well, that's right. Let's go to Dan in Indiana. You're on the air, Dan.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
Alex, give me a chance to speak my mind before you cut me off. I know you.
Don't preface it. Just go. Start talking.
Okay. All right. You got a big fan in Akron, Ohio with Christy Wall, Land of Plenty, if you ever want to come and hang out. But my topic is an eye for an eye. I mentioned it the last time I was on the show, and Tommy Robinson said there will be people on the street. And he just confirmed what I was saying, an eye for an eye. Then Roger Stone did not answer my question, who is Jared Kushner? Is he a big Satanist? He's got a big 666 on his building. I know Satanists need towers, and that location may be a magnet.
Well, I'll say this. I'm not going to say we have no evidence Kushner's a devil worshiper. He's an Orthodox Jew. And I don't think he's a bad guy. I think he's influenced by Democrats. That was already a prime piece of real estate that came up for sale. I think it's an unlucky number, 666, but, you know, I mean, the point is that what's your question or statement about Kushner?
It could be a portal to another demonic dimension, that location, because don't you find it kind of curious that Rockefeller Center is right across the street from that, and there was a house sitting at the same site back in the day that used to have strange things going on? So that is a portal. That is like a magnet drawing negative energy. And he may be just a freak about the number 666.
Well, you know, the UN building was built on a giant slaughterhouse facility that was there. So that's strange enough, but I'm not saying anything happened there. Because one of my great-great-great-great-great-grandfather ancestors sold that land that the Rockefellers later bought, that the UN building is on. It was just a bunch of swamp land he owned. He was wealthy. That was David Ayers or William Ayers. He came to Texas, started the revolution.
When it comes to the success of your small business, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? It may not sound like a lot of money, but it's enough to turn 500 strangers into 500 connections. All it takes is the right business card. Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. You heard right. 500 business cards for $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. But don't let the price fool you. Vistaprint uses only carefully selected inks and paper stocks, so your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed every time for any reason. You'll find dozens of designs that are just right for your business at Vistaprint, and you can add your logo and contact information with just a few clicks. It's never been easier to turn strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint and start today, because this offer won't last forever. Get your 500 business cards for just $9.99 at Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 1414 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1414.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I gotta say, they're amazing. Anyone who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win. InfoWarsLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
from everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
There must be some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion.
She's standing where Matt Drudge was about a year and a half ago in the last big interview he gave. But you can't see her. You can see her white blouse. Princess Leia with blonde hair. Megyn Kelly is here. Yeah, go ahead and kick the fluorescent lights on. Let's see if we can see her there. So there you go. The conspiracy theory is true. You, Megyn, you know, some people are saying that you're not really here actually to interview me. She's there. So you just interviewed Putin. That was a big, big newsmaker. And the next is what... Really? What's airing this next Sunday?
You're in good company. This Sunday, Aaron Andrews.
Okay, Aaron Andrews. And then when's Trump?
As soon as he says yes.
Okay. Well, I heard...
He'll use you as a lure to get him.
Are you going to be sweet to him?
What do you mean? I am very sweet. He and I are all good.
Would you sit in his lap?
Move on.
I know. I'm just having some fun. Okay, Megyn Kelly. That's actually a lookalike. That's actually not Megyn Kelly. Thank you, Megyn. I got to say, she's prettier in person.
I never know whether that's a compliment or not in my life.
No, I mean it. I mean it. You're prettier in person. Okay, well, thank you, Megyn. Okay. I'm ready to be interviewed. Okay, thanks. She's very nice. Because they had a bunch of newspapers saying she wasn't actually coming, like I'd lie or something. Because we've done like three corrections in 20 years, and then they said that's fake news, and I'll do a correction. Let's now go back to Ben Garrison. That's actually the Drudge chair right there. So if we wanted to give her a microphone, she could actually co-host from the shadows and actually copy Matt Drudge. I don't think Megyn Kelly can help it. I can't afford you. I know. We're of the people. We don't have a lot of money around here. We're just here. No, I'm serious. We're just here in Texas. And, you know, we are just small-time little guys here. We're not the big, mighty NBC. Seriously, though, we should hand her a microphone. Somebody hand her a microphone on the remote just in case she wants it. Okay, I'm going to stop. Ben Garrison, this is crazy stuff going on. You heard the last caller. Let's just get to the politics of Jared Kushner. I noticed he's kept his head down the last month or so since it became a big controversy that he might have actually seen a Russian. You know, if you even see a Russian now and you're in the Trump administration, you have to be burned at the stake. I don't think Kushner's that bad of a guy. What do you think?
I've got mixed opinions about it. I'm still waiting to see how it's going to unfold. I've got some trepidations about his daughter having as much much power as she does. But overall, I mean, I'll criticize Trump, and I have drawn I drew a cartoon with a tug of war with Bannon on one side and Kushner and Ivanka and others on the other, battling for his ear, so to speak. And I just think we need a little bit more time. I was very happy to see Trump reject the climate change stuff. That's, to me, it was him slapping the climate change Illuminati right in the face. And I was really happy to see it as a good sign, and I hope he can continue. Because, again, I see him as a strong populist president similar to Andrew Jackson. And as you know, it took him two turns to take down the central bankers. And since then, I mean, the swamp has grown exponentially larger and deeper. But if anybody can do it, it's Trump. He's our last best hope. So I'm going to continue supporting him in my cartoons.
Well, Ben Garrison, I wanted to get to more calls, but we're out of time. I'm going to do five more minutes and then punch out here so I can go to those calls. But we've got your new cartoon booklet, the 2016 Presidential Election Collection at InfoWarsStore.com. Great job of producing this. You know, I'm now selling organic shampoo and stuff, the same brand Whole Foods sells. So I'm imagining they're going to call it Snake Poo and Snake Screen. I also sell sunscreen at InfoWarsStore.com because everything we sell is evil and bad. We're not allowed to have our own media and our own industry, according to MSM. We'll see if Megyn Kelly's any different in her piece that's coming out in a few weeks. But right now, the Snake cartoons, because, again, nothing we have is real or good, is available at InfoWarsStore.com. Only MSM that tells you there's no Islamic terror, you didn't build your business. They are the only ones that are right. And you didn't, again, and Obamacare is free. Fourth hour coming up with Paul Watson from France, side of terror attacks.